There is a lot of interest in whether people are more productive working from home or at the office. Jose Murillo Pereiro is one of the top experts in Mexico when it comes to this whole question of working from home. And some of his research in the COVID-19 pandemic seemed to suggest that people who worked fully remotely were just as productive or more so than those who were in the office. But a new study by Jose and other researchers working with him isn't supporting that conclusion.
Jose says, yes, working hybrid, coming in a couple days a week, is about as productive as being fully in the office.
The big difference is kind of job satisfaction and attrition rates.
Maybe no surprise, Jose and his colleagues find a lot of people really like working from home. And remote workers are less likely to quit their jobs than people who only work in an office.
But working fully remotely, 5 days a week, the productivity there is a whole different story. Now, measuring productivity is tricky business, especially because the kinds of work that can be done remotely tends to be knowledge work, things like marketing or legal work. So the best evidence Jose looked at studies jobs where a clear output is measurable, like police dispatches in Manchester in the UK.
Basically, the communication seemed to be more efficient when these two people, the person who received the call from the citizen and the person who sends the officer to attend to the incident, are in the same location.
Another job that's easy to measure, call center workers. Economists Emma Harrington and Natalia Emanuel crunched the numbers there.
We spoke to Emma Harrington, who is an assistant professor at University of Virginia.
We found that pre-pandemic, the remote call center workers at this company were about 12% less productive than the on-site workers.
Okay, so we've got 12% less productive. That does not seem good.
No, 12% less productive seems pretty bad, actually. And the key here is that we're talking about pre-pandemic. Initially, Emma did not know if that 12% fewer calls answered was because of something about the nature of fully remote work, or it was a kind of selection effect happening. In other words, could it be that less productive workers were the ones choosing to work at home? The pandemic brought some clarity to this question.
Once everyone was working at home because of COVID, that productivity gap shrunk, but much of it remained. And so some of the initial difference was due to the fact that people are a little less productive when they're working from home. But most of it was due to different types of people choosing to be remote than in the office.
Emma and Natalia could now distill a closer estimate of the effects of working remotely on productivity. Their study suggested working remotely meant 4% fewer calls answered each hour.
And when you tally up this study and a bunch of other studies on fully remote work in other industries, as Jose has done, the evidence for worker productivity could be even worse.
It's anywhere up to a negative 10% effect on productivity.
That's significant.
I mean, that is significant, but what's important to keep in mind is that if a firm goes fully remote, and remember this negative 10% is for fully remote, the firm can basically make that up in other dimensions, and so in particular, in saving up on floor space costs.
Right. So for some companies, savings on office space could make up more than that 10% drop in productivity. So for those companies, it would still be worthwhile to have fully remote workers.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.